Today being the 24th day of Ramadan, 1441 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, equivalent to 14th to 17th of May, 2020 years after the era of the Prophet Isa Alaihi Salam, our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque Ahmadu Bello University Zaria continues from Ayah 26 in Surat Ankabut. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Lukene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم. الله تبارك وتعالى after telling us the struggle that an Ibn Uhu did within his people, suffering for 950 years, and telling us after him how Abraham came, was calling to Allah too, and his people were not answering him. Allah is now telling all of us that وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ, those people that reject the signs of Allah and that they can meet with Allah, ulaika ya'isu min rahmati, these are the people that have lost hope in my mercy. Lahum azabun adim, such people, there is painful punishment awaiting them in this world and in the hereafter. Here one will ask, how can you not believing in the signs of Allah lead to your despair in his mercy? Most of the time there are those that are good people. They wish something from Allah. They are begging Allah for it. They ask for this. They ask, as they are asking, they don't see the results in the way they are asking. Or they are in problem, or they are sick. They are asking Allah to take away the sickness. They don't see the results that they are wishing for. Quickly, they lose hope in Allah. Allah is saying that your losing hope in Allah is not your success, because it will still give you a lot of punishment. Most of the people you see today go to oracles, go to acquire idols, go to cults, is because they felt there was something they were looking for. Maybe as Muslims, they prayed and they did not see the results. Or as Christians, or whatever religion they are in, after they don't see it, then somebody will tell them, why don't you go? I can take you somewhere. If you get do this and this and this, you will get it. And to their surprise, maybe they will go to an oracleist who will perform some magic for them, and they got it. Maybe a civil position in the government, they got it. From then on, their faith is now stronger in what got them their immediate need now. They forgot that Allah created them. And Allah always will say, he is Ar-Rahman, he is Ar-Rahim. And Ar-Rahman, somebody who has compassion for you, Ar-Rahim, somebody who has excessive mercy for you, will not give you everything you need. particularly if he knows you, they will look at you. What is it that goes in conformity with you? They will give you. What is it that will destroy you at the end of the day? They will not give you. Even you, your child that is crying before you, there is a blade in front of you. The child was trying to come and play with it. You take it. The child will cry. As far as he's concerned, this blade, he wants to play with it. Allow him to play with it. But if you allow him to play with it, you know it's dangerous for him. Your child is supposed to go to school. He wants to stay at home with you. You probably take him to school. He is crying. He doesn't want to go to school. Do you allow him to go back home? No, you leave him at school. So a lot of things you ask Allah sometimes, you don't get results. Don't think that Allah cannot do it for you. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, إِذَا تَلَبْتَ مَطْلَبًا أَدِمْتَ فَدَيْرُهُ يَدْرِي وَمَا دَرَيْتَ. If you ask Allah for a need and you don't get it, don't be despair. Allah knows danger in it for you. You don't know. Just like a small child is before you, you are looking at him. He wants this, he wants that. You give him some you don't give him. Sometimes you even punish him. He has done something wrong. Maybe he went and he stole something. You want him, he went and steal again. You ask your houseboy, that boy, give him 7 strokes of the cane. As he's giving him stroke of the cane, my father, save me, my father, save me. You still allow him to go ahead. If the mother was there, he will rush to the mother. The mother may say, oh, please, father, leave him. The mother is not helping that child. Discipline is important for that child if he has to grow up to be somebody. The same thing, if Allah wishes good for you, he will discipline you. Not everything you want, he will give you. So don't reject the signs of Allah. Don't think that you will not meet with Allah. If you are asking Allah, ask. He is the one who said, Fad'uni astajib lakum. Call me, I will answer you. He is answering you, but in a manner that is in conformity with you. If not, you will have painful punishment in this world, because you will soon find out that that cult you are in, that idol you take, that the jinn are asking you to sacrifice, at the end it will not suffice you. You will still come back at the end and suffer, suffering that is in multitude of the one you ran away from. So may Allah save all of us.
فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا اقتلوه أو حرقوه فأنجاه الله من النار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون
فما كان جواب قومه إلا قالوا اقتلوه أو حرقوه فأنجيه الله من النار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون After Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام has said all this, did his people have an answer? Did they accept his message? No. In the whole community, with a king, Namrud, none accepted the message. وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ This was the answer. وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ The answer of his people was nothing but this. اُقْتُلُوهُ Kill him. أَوْ خَرِّقُوهُ Or burn him. فَأَنْجَيْهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّيْرِ But Allah saved him from hellfire. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ In this, the ayatin are signs and messages becoming yuminun for those that have believed in Allah. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us what happened to Abraham when he was calling. As in his youth, he was not well known in the community, but he was calling to Allah. He refused to follow his people when they are going to worship, annual worship or the regular worship, to go and worship the idol. He refuses. Along the uncle, Azara will call him, he will refuse to follow him. All this was going on. And one day he decided, what am I even waiting for? He was asking people that are going to worship, هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمُ إِسْتَدْعُونَ أَوْ يَدُرُّونَكُمُ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمُ أَوْ يَدُرُّونَ He was asking people, this thing you normally go to, when you go and you talk to them, do they hear you? He said, no. Do they Can they harm you or do they benefit you? They said, no. Then why are you doing all this? One day, he went. He took an axe. He destroyed the idol, leaving the big one. They came. Ha! Man fa'ala haza bi alihatina innahu min az-zalimin. Who did this to our idols? He's among the mischief makers in this place. Who is he? People didn't. Somebody said, Samina Patan. Yazkuruhum, you call Allah Ibrahim. We hear of a young boy who was mentioning our idols in a bad light. His name is Ibrahim. Kalu fatu bi ala inas la alam yashadu. Bring him, let everybody know what you are going to do for him. They asked him, he answered them, this thing, what does it do for you? Does he hear you? After, okay, you say, who did this? Ask the big one. Since the big idol is still there, he should know who did this to the other idols. All of them, they look at each other. They say, but the idol cannot talk to them. The fight be unto all of you and what you are worshiping other than Allah. Don't you have common sense to think? It's at that time they say, this is what you say. Hariku wants to Ali Hatakum. Burn him to assist your idols. Then at this stage, Allah came to his aid. Oh, fire, be peaceful and be cold for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah is telling all this to know that the nature of things and their properties is by Allah, not by themselves. If Allah creates something, the property is to burn. But the burning is by Allah, not that that in itself can burn. So by the time that you strike your match burns because Allah has written that by your striking it, he will give permission for it to burn. Allah kulla yawmin huwa fi shan, at all times is in action. So by that time, if Allah refuses that it to work, it will not work. But in this particular instance, they gathered a lot of firewood, they put a lot of oil in a big field. After they have done all that, then they went far away and put Abraham in the catapult and shoot him as he was in the air going inside. They put fire inside, they also shoot fire. First of all, they shot fire inside and the whole place got boom as fire up. Even the balls on the top died and fell in. Then they now shot Abraham. As Anabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was in the air going, Angel Gabriel met him, said, do you need an assistance from you? No. From Allah, yes. Do I inform Allah? I said, no. Allah's knowledge about me is enough for me. Because innahu huwa sami'ul alim. Allah hears and Allah is all-knowing and has knowledge of everything. So at this stage, Allah said to the Father, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Be cold and peaceful for Abraham. And by the time Abraham entered the fire was burning fiercely. But to him, it was like you sit in an air-conditioned vehicle. That's how it was. And he walked out. So here, Allah said, فَأَنْجَيْهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّيْرِ إِنَّ فِي ذَٰرِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. There are a lot of signs here, a lot of messages to learn from here. But only those that believe in Allah will learn these messages. Remember when Allah told us that he saved Noah, فَأَنْجَيْهُ اللَّهُ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. There he said, I saved Noah and the people of the ship and I made it a sign for the whole world. Because at that time, the ship was there for everybody to copy from there. That was the first ship that came to sail on earth. Everybody copied it. So it was one sign. But in this one, there are a lot of signs in it that a boy can be brave and Allah will save him. That fire can be burning, yet it will not burn. What is inside? All these kind of things has happened. There are some awliya of Allah that people have prayed for behind, holding meat, and the meat, when they went to boil the meat, it refused to get done. It was still fresh. They put it in the fire, it refused to burn. All this is telling you that Allah is the one that created properties and attributes of everything. If he likes, he can seize those attributes at any time. So it's Allah you should worship, not the attributes themselves. Don't worship fire because fire is very useful. Don't worship water because water is very useful. Don't worship the sun because sun is very useful. Don't worship the moon because the moon is very useful. Worship the one that puts those attributes in the moon, in the sun, in the water, in the fire. Then Allah saved Abraham, and this has become a lesson for all of us, that if you stand with Allah at the end of the day, Allah will come to your aid.
وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَّاصِرِينَ
قَالَ إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مُّوَدَّةً بَيْنَكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُم بِبَعْضٍ وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُم بَعْضًا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَّاصِرِينَ After Abraham got saved from the fire, all of them saw him. Is this not enough miracle for them to believe that they have been defeated in their argument and a miracle has come out of it? They refused to believe. Only his wife and his nephew believed him at this stage. They said, what is wrong with these people? Innama tahastum min dunillahi awthanan. What you took and you refused to believe Allah that you are still holding to your hand now are nothing but idols, sir. Muaddatan bainakum fil hayati dunya. And you are holding on to it just because of the love you have for each other, that you are already used to this thing. Some of you are already leaders in it. Summa yawm al-qiyamati. But let me tell you, that after this, on the day of judgment, yakfuru ba'dukum bi ba'din, some of you will reject the other for this. Well, anu ba'dukum ba'dan, and a section of you will curse the other. And finally, it is the same fire that is going to get all of you. That will be your abode. At that time, you are not going to have any help at all. Here, we should understand that there are a lot of times that people are already on the wrong path. They know that what they are doing is wrong. But they have already formed a society or an association or a community that thing that they are doing wrong is what is central to all of them. This one don't want to lose his fellow friend in that activity. How does he leave him? This one is already a leader. People respect him. Like a person that is the custodian of an oracle. Everybody goes to give him gift. He tell them lies. That's how he feeds. He already has his community. Will he agree that he wants to do this except if he has Allah in his mind? The same thing when a person is looking for something, he didn't get it, he had to go to be a cult member, he gets it. Something else will come, he couldn't get it. Then some of them will now realize that, hi, what I did was wrong. I went to become a cult member just because of this. When they finally found out that what they went to become cult member because of is not worth it. What, do they leave the cult? They already have members in that cult. They love one another. When they have naming ceremonies, they come together. When they have occasions, they come together. When they travel together. This love between themselves now make it difficult for them to live. One of them is even afraid to tell the other that what we are doing is wrong, even if he now knows it's wrong, because he doesn't want to be seen as a coward in their midst. So this is what happens even in government. People that becomes a cartel, stealing government money, they have perfected their ways of stealing. There are people that in government, all that they just do, they wait for one government, new government to come, and they go in and present a lot of requests that couldn't be paid from the other government. There are some that they have perfected that anytime a governor is new, they will just go and meet him. Please, try to get this contract. Allow these people to come from outside the country. And all people coming from outside the country are just coming to come and have a contract with government, knowing that they cannot fulfill their own contract. and knowing that the government of Nigeria is very bad in fulfilling their own side of the contract. Immediately the government of Nigeria fails, then they will now take the government to court, claim money, doing nothing. These people, but they are a cartel already. They know what they are doing is bad, but will they leave it? Because they have been told that this thing will eat them up today and tomorrow. They will not. Why? Because they are a cartel. Mwadat and Bainakum, there is a love between all of them doing it. So let us not allow bad thing to be the source of our loving one another, because it is very dangerous. For you to leave that bad thing will be difficult. Some people are meeting in joints. They take alcohol there. They go and drink beer there. They take meat there, leaving their family at home with nothing. If you are to ask these people, what you are doing is bad. Oh, yes, we know it's bad. Leave it. This, my friends, how do I do with them? On the day of judgment, one of you will reject the other. Well, anubadukum badan. The other one will curse the other. Al-akhillahu yawmaizin badhum li badin aduwun illa al-muttaqin. On the day of judgment, only friendship that is made on piety will remain. All other friendship will be enmity. This is what Allah has said. So may Allah save all of us.
فآمن له لوط وقال إني مهاجر إلى ربي إنه هو العزيز الحكيم.
فآمن له لوط وقال إني مهاجر إلى ربي إنه هو العزيز الحكيم. After all this, nobody believed in the message of Abraham apart from his wife except Lut. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوتٌ. Lut, his nephew, said, "Oh my uncle, I believe in your message." Then he said, "وَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَى رَبِّي." Then I am living here and I'm going to Allah. I'm going to my Lord. إِنَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah has heard me. Allah knows the kind of person I am. Allah knows my mind. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Therefore, the one that has heard me, هو الْعَزِيزُ, he is mighty enough to grant me what I request. The one that knows about me, Al-Hakimu, he is wise to know how I will get to it. Always, these names of Allah, we have to look at them carefully. When Allah was telling us, مَنْ كَانَ رِجُولِكَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ عَجَلَ اللَّهِ الْعَاتِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is all-hearing and all-knowing. Here he said, Allah is almighty, powerful, Azizu, Al-Hakim, and Allah is full of wisdom. The way Allah will give you strength is not the way he will give the other person strength. Allah knows your nature. He knows the kind of person you are. He will use wisdom to grant you strength, because وَلِلَّهِ الْإِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Strength, izzah, might belongs to Allah. Then his messenger, then the pious servants of Allah, the Mu'minin. So always you call unto Allah. Know that Allah knows you. Huwa al-alim. He knows you and he has heard. Don't think that the way he solved the problem of your past father, who is also pious, is the way he will solve your problem. He will solve it in conformity with your own nature. So that's why always leave Allah to his own work. You may think that the path Allah is taking you through is weak. At the end, you come and emerge very victorious and powerful. So here, where is Abraham going? Abraham has left Iraq now. He is going to Palestine. They came to a place called Syria now. That's Sham. Sham, close to Sham, is the town of Sodom. He now asks his nephew, "You go to Sodom and call people there to Allah." So Lutu went to Sodom. He proceeded to Palestine. But what is his statement? He said, "Inni muhajirun ila Rabbi." I am going to my Lord. He is going to Palestine, but he says he's going to my Lord. If you are doing something to please Allah, as far as Allah is concerned, you are coming to him. That thing, that place you are going, does not exist anymore. It's Allah that exists. That's what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Man kana hijratu ila Allah wa rasulihi fa hijratu ila Allah wa rasulihi. Man kana hijratu ila dunya yusibuha aw imratin yankihuha فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. When the prophet asked his sahabas to make hijrah to Medina, then he said it. As you are making hijrah to Medina, you are going to Allah and his prophet. Whoever is making hijrah because of Allah and his prophet, then his hijrah is for Allah and his prophet. But somebody who is making hijrah just because there is a beautiful woman that has said, I'm making hijrah, he wants to go there so that he can marry her. Allah knows his hijrah is not for Allah and the prophet. So let's do everything we are going to do because of Allah. Allah said, Man taqarraba ilayya shibran, taqarrabtu ilayhi zira'an. Man taqarraba ilayya zira'an, taqarrabtu ilayhi ba'an. Man atayani yamshi, ataytuhu harwala. So whoever stand up because of me, that he wants to get to where I am, just with a span of hand, I will come to him with a span of, the whole of my limb. Whoever is coming to me with the whole of the length of a meter, I will go to him with just like a kilometer. Whoever is coming to me walking, I will go to him running. What Allah is telling you here is that you are the one that has intention that you want to do something because of Allah. Allah will cut away all the difficulties before you and him. Depend on your strive and on your himma, on your strength of your resolve. Allah will cut all the obstacles between you and that thing, and in a short while you will find that yourself that you are there. So that's why to get this, one has to do extra work. You can see Abraham has done work, extra work. It was enough for him to worship Allah on his own. He called people to Allah, he went ahead and he destroyed the idols, and people thought they would punish him for it, and look at what he's getting at the end of it. You too, if you want to get close to Allah, you have to do extra work. The obligatory work, that one is composed, you have to do it. But Allah said in the holy hadith, وَلَا يَزَالُ أَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. But when you now take voluntary work and you are doing it for Allah, because of Allah, then Allah said he will love you. And when he loves you, he said he will change your hearing, he will change your sight, he will change even your hand that is striking, he will change your feet that is moving. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ وَيَدُهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلُهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِن اسْتَأْذَنِي لَأُجِيزَنَّهُ. If you are to ask Allah at that stage, Allah will quickly answer you. If you are to seek refuge, Allah will give you refuge. So let us try to do extra work, particularly we are in Ramadan now. In the night, wake up, do more rak'ahs. Say your prayers in congregation. Read the Quran a lot of times. Do zikr. Give charity. You have money, give charity. If you don't even have money to give charity, when you meet people outside in this month, smile at them. If somebody was to annoy you, don't answer him. All these are extra ways and extra miles that you will do to get to Allah fast. You see, Abraham is going to Palestine. He said, Inni muhajirun ila Rabbi. You too, when you smile to somebody because of Allah, you did it, you are going to Allah. When you give charity because of Allah, you are going to Allah. When you stand in the night to say your salat in the night, that is voluntary on you, you are going to Allah. Allah assist us.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ
وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now telling us this rare man and Ibrahim, after he did all this, what Allah confided in him is not what he himself ever imagined in his life. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. Allah said, we now bestowed on him the gift of Ishaq and Ishaq. ويعقوب and his grandson يعقوب وجعلنا في ذريته and we also bestowed on him that it is from his ذريته from his progeny nubu'ata that there will be prophethood after him wal kitab and there will be book after him وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا We gave him his reward in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ After all this, also in the hereafter, he will be among the righteous servants of Allah. Abraham, alayhi salatu wasalam, remember, in Surah Shu'ara, He was asking, Rabbi ij'alni min as-salihin waj'alni li sara sidkin fil akhirin waj'alni min warasati jannatin na'im. He was asking Allah, make me to be among the righteous and make waj'alni li sara sidkin fil akhirin. And among the people that are coming after me, let me have tongue that is the truthful tongue. Let people talk about me in truthfulness. All prophets after Adam Ibrahim are from his progeny. All books that were sent after Adam Ibrahim are from his progeny. There was no prophet after Adam Ibrahim that is not his grandchild. Look at the books that are sent. A Torah from Anib Musa. Anib Musa is from the grandchild of Israel, that's Jacob. Injil. That's the Bible. The Bible is sent through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is from Maryam, who is also the grandchild of Israel. That's Anabi Yaqub. Look at Zabura. Zabura is from Anabi Dawud. Anabi Dawud is also from the child of Anabi Yaqub, the grandchild of Anabi Yaqub. And look at Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is also from the grandchild of Anabi Ismail. From Anabi Ismail, we have the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From Anabi Ishaq, we have Anabi Yaqub and all this. Because all this is telling us, if you follow Allah, what Allah will do for you is much more than your imagination. Here, Anabi Ibrahim, he called a whole nation into Islam. They refused to follow. But Allah was to bless him that his own children will be nations unto themselves. That's why Allah is saying, Inna Ibrahim akana ummatan. Ibrahim is a nation to himself. Look at Jews today, all of them are nation from Abraham. The Christians, all of them are nation from Abraham. The Muslims, all of them are nation from Abraham. But Abraham should be known, never worshipped any idol. He never put image in front of him that is worshipping. Anybody who is on his path should not put image in front of him to worship. He was never a member of cult. Anybody who is on his path should never be in a cult. All this Allah is telling us. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ نُبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ In the hereafter, he will still be among the pious servants of Allah. Because all these are the things he begged from Allah, and Allah has answered his prayers.
ولوطا إذ قال لقومه إنكم لتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين
ولوطا إذ قال لقومه إنكم لتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين And remember also, Anabi Lut, fa'amana lahu Lut. Remember also Lut that believed in the message of Moses. Idh qala liqaumihi, when he said to his people that where he was sent to, that is people of Sodom, innakum latatuna al-fahishata, you go to obscene behaviors. You carry out obscene things that is so obscene and abominable. Ma sabakakum biha min ahadi min al-alamin. In the whole of the creation, nobody preceded you in this bad character. Nobody preceded you in this bad character. What is this bad character that they were the first to commit? Allah will tell us.
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ. These are the heinous crimes and abominable crimes. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ. One of you will go and meet with a man instead of a woman that Allah has made for you. وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ, and you cut the path. Here, Lut. In another place, he said, أَتَأْتُونَ ذُكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. Do you go to male to get your satisfaction, and you leave these women that Allah has created for you? Definitely, you are committing heinous crimes. The first thing that Nabi Lut said here is that أَيْنَكُمْ لَتَعْتُونَ رِجَالَ. Do you go to men? Allah, in the whole of his creation, he is not playing with it. We can play, but Allah does not play. Do you think Allah created you for play? Allah created you, men, and created women for you, for a purpose. What is the purpose? The taskuna ilayha. The first one is for you to have rest in this lady. Waja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahma. And he put between you love and children. Those children will carry on from where you stop. So, the lady, you meet with her, you enjoy her. Allah put that enjoyment because of the difficulty that is going to come behind it. Without that enjoyment, you may not even go to a lady. If the enjoyment in a woman is just the eating of mango, you may never go to a lady. But the enjoyment in it, Allah make it to be above all other enjoyments. So even if you don't want, because of that enjoyment, you go, then Allah will make sure pregnancy ensues. Because when a lady is pregnant, it's difficult for her. Wahanan ala wahanin. Allah said he will carry the pregnancy difficulty on difficulty before he finally gives birth to it. After he has given birth to that child, you, the father, you have to keep up the family. Kawabuna. You have to be upright. What do they eat? How do I educate? How do I do this? All this, if you look at it sometimes, it will be difficult for you to go into a family affair. But to go into it, Allah will make sure that the beginning of it is something very sweet. Because the benefit at the end of it is very great. But if you look at difficulty, you tend to go back. So Allah did not just create a woman just to enjoy, and that is the end of the enjoyment. He created the lady for you to enjoy, for you to have comfort in her, to have a company, and to also have children resulting from it. He will give you either a male child to continue from you, a female, or he will mix it up with you. You have female and male. But you go to a man because you want to have enjoyment. You go to where? Through the anus, where death is coming out of. Is it natural? It's not natural. So all the time, they have to now rub something inside. The man will even end up with disease, yet they continue to do it. Because it is Satan that is luring them to that work. Can a child come out of it? No. What is the benefit? Just enjoyment. It's not true. Enjoyment is not only why Allah creates anything. Even the food you eat, it's not just the enjoyment in it. The enjoyment is just to attract you to eat food. But the real reason is for that food to make you to be strong to continue your life. Just like you get strong to continue your life, you also give children for them to continue your own life. If it is fruits you take or vegetables you take, they are sweet, but there are vitamins in it, there are nutrients in it that will give you health for you to continue life. So there is an end for which Allah has created everything. So it's not just the preliminaries that are the end to themselves. So you don't go to a man that you are seeking satisfaction. This crime, the first people to commit it is these people that are in Sodom, the people of Anabilut. And Ibn is telling them, when you do this, you want to cut progenies from yourself so you don't have again progenies coming. There's another thing they used to do, Watakta Auna Sabil. By doing this, they cut progenies. They are also armed highway robbers. They were also the first to start highway robbery. And they will go cut the road and steal from people. When they see people coming, they will pounce on them. They were doing all this. And Ibn Lutu was telling his disciples, stop it. This is not why what Allah has asked you to do. You are supposed to believe in Allah and do good work.
وتاتون في ناديكم المنكر فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا ائتنا بعذاب الله إن كنت من الصادقين
وتأتون في ناديكم المنكر وما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا إيتنا بعذاب الله إن كنت من الصادقين. It is not all. وتأتون في ناديكم المنكر. And in all your gatherings, تأتون بالمنكر. You also bring all this evil work and you do it even inside any gathering that you are having. Stop it. فما كان جواب قومه. But his people had no answer to give him except this. Itina bi azabillah in kunta minas sadiqin. Bring us that punishment of Allah that you are talking about. If indeed you are telling the truth that Allah will punish us. These people, they used to have gatherings sitting on the road. They will go cut down the road, steal from people. When they see any handsome boy among them, they will take him in the public. They will have affair with him. They in their gathering. They will sit down. When a visitor has come to the town and it's known, oh, he's handsome, bring him. They will turn him and they will be doing it and others will be watching and they will be laughing. When there is no person that they can bring anew into their club, they will do it for themselves. So this is what today is also happening in some cities in the world. You have what they call orgy, where people just go, they pay, they enter. Any lady they see, they have affair with her. Any man they see, they have affair. If it's man they want, they have affair with the man. If it's the woman they want, they have affair with the woman. All this. Animals don't even do this. Which means animals are better than these people in their intellect. All of you that are engaging in sodomy, you accept, you don't accept, you are worse than animals in behavior. You are dirtier than the anus that you put your manhood to have affair with a male. Agree or you don't agree. And if you have a relative or a friend involved in this kind of things, distance yourself away from him. If not, it will touch you. If he has money, leave his money with him. Sheikh Ibrahim Nia said, Gairu Allahi laysa indahu shay. Anything that is other than Allah, he has nothing to give you in this world. Because some of us today, we hear somebody is doing this act. Some people are even certain that he does it, but they will go to him because of what they will get from him. Don't visit them. Visit them for what? If everybody will cut away from them, probably it will have these things. That's why the Sharia of Islam has it that when a person has an occasion or he dies and janazah has to be done on him, say his occasion, the big ulamas, the big imam should not attend it. They should send people that are not of a, you know, highly placed in society to go. Even if they die, the big ulama, the big imam should not go for their janazah. They should send other people to go, even if he's a Muslim. So people will know that people that do this kind of act, when you die far, you will not see big men come to you. But it is the reverse today. These are the people that when they have occasion, everybody is trooping to that place. People may, by the side, they be saying, oh, this person, they say he's a sodomite. They say he's a homosexual. If you, it's either you believe or you don't believe. If it is strong in your mind that it's like that, what are you doing there? If you don't go there, what will happen to you? And the people of Ibn Lutu, the first to start this, What would they tell their prophet? Itibi azabillahi in kutam min as-sadiqin. If what you are saying, if it is true, bring us punishment from Allah. We'll see. Today we are enjoying it. What are you saying? So let us, all of us, try to have a community that we belong to, and we are sure these things are not there.
قال رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين.
قال رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين. And Nabi Luti, what will be his answer to this their demand? Iti Nabi Azab Allah in Kutam Nasadikin. It is his answer. He went back to God. Qala, he went back to God. Rabbin Surni, O Allah, assist me in Al-Qawm Al-Mufsidin. Al-Qawm Al-Mufsidin. O Allah, my Lord, assist me on these people that are spoiling the earth and are also causing others to spoil the earth. Fasid is somebody who is spreading corruption. Mufsid, he is doing it and he's also engaging others to do it. Allah, save me from these people. When you are faced with this kind of people, these are the kind of prayers you should be saying. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. We Muslims today, corruption is so much. Like we have said, corruption is so much because we are assisting corruption. We are not asking Allah to assist us against corruption. When corrupt people, perverted people, they have occasions, we attend it because they are rich. When we have occasions, we want them to come because we want to show their numbers. But if we have been praying, Rabbin Surni ala al-Qawm al-Mufsidin, Rabbin Surni ala al-Qawm al-Mufsidin, and we are saying it like this, Allah will assist us and Allah will hear our prayers and he will defeat these enemies of ours. But when we are coveting what is in their hands, because if you follow Satan, he will give you what he has. What does he have? He has part of this world. Allah has given him. He will go and cut and give you. Then what happens to you in the hereafter? Even when you are in the grave, you will see your grandchildren. They are already astray. Look at Adib Ibrahim now. His grandchildren are the ones that have all of us, all this community that you are seeing today. Any religion today that claims to be calling unto God is from Adib Ibrahim. Allah assists us.
ولما جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا إنا مهلكوا أهل هذه القرية إن أهلها كانوا ظالمين.
ولما جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا إنا مهلكو أهل هذه القرية إن أهلها كانوا ظالمين. What this is the answer Allah will give to Anabi Lutu. After Anabi Lutu has prayed to Allah, Rabbin Surni ala al-Qawm al-Mufsidin, Allah will now react. Walamma ja'at Rusuluna Ibrahim bil Bushri, we sent our messengers. And when our messengers came with good news to Ibrahim, they told Ibrahim, Qalu inna muhliku ahli hazil qaryati inna ahlaha qanu zalimin. Inna muhliku, we have come, we are going to perish. Ahli hadhihi al-qaryati, the people of this city, inna ahlaha, because the people of this city, kanu zalimin, they are indeed people that are perverting mischief and are spreading corruption on earth. This is what an Ibrahim he said. Here Allah called it bushre, because when they came to an Ibrahim, they came with good news, two good news. Walakad ja'a Rasulna Ibrahima bil Bushre. When an Ibrahim, in other words, Allah is saying, Abraham, we sent him our people. when they came to him, and immediately he saw that handsome people are coming. These are angels. Famalabisa anjabi ijli hanis. He did not even wait. He went, took one of the calf that he has in his heart, slaughtered it quickly. They made it, roasted it, and brought it for the visitors to take. Falamare aidiham la tasiru ilayhi nakrahum. But when he saw that these people are not eating the food he has given them, then he became aloof. What's happening? He was afraid. They told him, la tahab, don't have any fear. We are sent to the people of Lut to come and perish that community. The wife was happy. Oh, these people that have been doing all these things where my son is living, that is the nephew of his husband is living, Allah is going to perish them. She was happy. As she was happy, she said, you woman, at your 90 years, you are happy? He said, yes, we have a good news for you. What is the good news? Allah is going to bless you with Ishaq. Not only Ishaq, but rest assured, Ishaq is going to live and he's going to have a son also called Yaqub. So this was the good news. The good news that they will perish this nation that is in evil, and that Allah is going to give him a son, Ishaq, from this lady. He's now 100 years, this lady is now 90 years, yet they have no issue. Allah is going to change their properties, their attributes, and the two of them are going to meet and have child at this age.
قَالَ إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوطًا قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا لَنُنَجِّيَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ
قَالَ إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوطًا قالوا نحن أعلم بمن فيها لننجينه وأهله إلا امرأته كانت من الغابرين. Quickly, إنا مهلكو أهل هذا القرية إن أهلها كانوا ظالمين. The people of that community are people that are perverted in mischief. They are mischief makers. Quickly, and Ibrahim said, إن فيها لوطا. Lut is among these people. Qala inna fiha luta. Quickly he said, Lut is among these people. They said, Qalu, nahnu a'lam ma fiha. We know the people that are in those village, are in those city. Lan najiyannahu, we are going to save Lut, wa ahlahu, and all his family, illa mra'atahu, except his wife. Kanat min al-gabirin. His wife will be among those that will be delayed. I may perish among those that perish. Here, Ali Ibrahim, Inna Ibrahim la halimun awahun munib. Ali Ibrahim is such a very kind person, caring. So, you angels, you say you are going to destroy this community, and you say that these communities are mischief makers. He said, yes. If there are up to 300 people in a community that are righteous, do you call that community mischief makers? They say, no. Do you perish them? They said, no. Then what if there are 40 of them? He said, no, we don't. What if there are 10 of them? He said, no, we don't. What if there are 3 people in that community that are righteous? He said, no, that committee will still leave it to exist. What if there is one? He said, no, we don't perish. He said, then why are you perishing? He said, Kodja Amur Rabbi. Allah has already decided and it is sealed. There are things that Allah has decided and it is sealed. Nobody can go into it. This is one of it. Because if there is one person still remaining in a community who is worshiping Allah correctly and facing Allah, Allah can leave the community because of this one person. But in this particular case, the prophet Lut himself has asked Allah, and Allah has answered his prayer. And it is finished. So what Abraham is now begging Allah, that they should not perish the nation, it will not happen. This same thing has happened at the time of Moses. Moses, one of the times, there is Ma'ad bin Adnan. His children, among them is Kinana. They had a war against the people of Moses. At the time of Moses, And at that time, they were in the ignorant period. They were non-Muslims. And Moses realized that these are the grandchildren of Ma'ad bin Adnan, who are grandchildren of Ismail. So, oh Allah, this, look at what they are doing. I will curse them. Allah said, no, you cannot curse them. Because Kinana is among them, and Kinana is the grandfather of the Prophet. Because of that, there are people that just because of them alone, you want to do something, Allah will not allow you to do it. You want to save, Allah will not allow you to save. You want to destroy, Allah will not allow you to destroy because of one person. In another place, Allah is saying, when Allah revealed the verse, وهو القادر على أن يزيقكم. Allah was saying that Allah has capacity to punish you من السماء from the heavens or تحت أرجلكم or from the ground below your beneath your feet أو يلبسكم شيئا ويزيق بعضكم بعض بعض or he will make one party of you to be against the other party. Merely the first one, Allah said, Allah has the capacity to bring punishment on you from the heavens. Allah said, the Prophet ﷺ quickly prayed, Allahumma, na'uzu bika bi wajhika. Allah, we seek refuge with your face. Allah said, I accept. Aw min tahti arjulikum, or to bring punishment from below your feet. The Prophet ﷺ quickly said, na'uzu bika bi wajhika. We are seeking refuge with your face. Allah said, we accept. أو يلبسكم شيئاً ويزيق بعضكم بعضاً or to make a party of one a party among you to face the other. And Prophet said, oh Allah, I seek refuge with your face. Allah said, Jaf al-Qalam, that is finished. We have already finished that. That cannot happen. You are going to fight each other. That's why today, if one Muslims, a nation will fight another nation. The Prophet prayed that punishment should not come from the sky to us, should not come from below us like it happened to other nations. Allah said he accepted. When Allah said he did accept this, Allah said this one is, the Prophet said this one is less of the two punishments. This one is less. So this is here, and maybe Ibrahim is calling unto these angels, Inna fiha Lut, Anabi Lut is in that community. They say, ah, no, we know that Anabi Lut is there. Mama wajadna fiha ghayra baytin minal muslimin. As they say in another place, when they went, there was only one house that there are Muslims. That is the house of Anabi Lut and his family. لَنْ نَجَّنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا إِمْرَاتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. We are going to save him and his family except his wife. He is going to be delayed with the rest, and Allah said he will be among those to be punished. That's why again in another place Allah was saying that ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا الصالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغني عنهما من الله شيئا وكلا ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. This is an example for those that are unbelievers today. Women that are unbelievers, they should look at this. The wife of Anabi Nuh, the wife of Anabi Lutu, they were not trustworthy with regards to their husband. They were not committing zina, but they were not doing what their husbands are doing. Women should learn to assist their husbands and do the righteous things their husband is doing. Don't think that because your husband is a sheikh, is a learned person, it will save you in the hereafter. It will not. Or is your father, it will not. Allah does not do that. You have to be righteous. If you are righteous in the hereafter, Allah can take you to their degree. No problem. So may Allah save all of us. May Allah give us righteous wives, give us righteous children, give us righteous community to live in. Kunuma as-sadiqin. Always let's just try to be among the community of faithful servants of Allah, of servants of Allah that Allah Himself accepts. Bijan Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our work in these remaining days of Ramadan. May Allah grant us all our requests. May Allah save our country. May He bring peace to our country. This COVID that we are in, may Allah bring us the solution to it. May Allah make us to be able to have our Eid. May Allah forgive our parents. May He reward our ulama. May He reward the Prophet for us. May He make us to end our life in Islam and with the Kalima Shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah grant us wealth that is useful to us. May He grant us houses that is useful to us. May He grant us our rights that is useful to us. May He grant us what we are going to wear that is a blessing to us. May He grant us families that are blessings to us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق راس الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.